Blog Talk Radio.
This is
Hallelujah. Blessed is the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. This is my desire. I give you my soul. I give you my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory. We bless you, Lord. We give you all the thanks. Belongs unto you, O Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is my desire to worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 4, God is a spirit, and he's seeking whom he will of those who worship him in spirit and in truth, because he is a spirit. So we don't want to put on church. When we go to our gatherings together at the different buildings that we go to, the different denominations, the different churches, we don't want to put on a show. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship with God. Today you have an opportunity. If you don't have that relationship, if you don't know Jesus for yourself, today you have an opportunity to make that change, to make it happen. The Holy Spirit says in Hebrews and other Old Testament writers, today is the day of salvation. If you hear my voice, harden not your hearts as in the days of provocation. When your forefathers tested me in the wilderness for 40 years, they didn't make it in. They did not make it in. Why? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, because of unbelief. And we have to be careful. We don't have to all unbelief fall upon us. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. We are believers. We are of those that believe in the resurrection. Glory be to God. If the resurrection is not real, then our faith, our belief is in vain. Paul said that to the churches. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle, broadcasting on Block Talk Radio for everyone to be a participant. I would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us today at the Bible Mysteries. I'll share with you what we're going to be discussing today. You could have them call at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. So today's mystery, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bible mystery for today. Before we go on to the teaching class and the Bible mystery, let us take a minute or two to pray. We'll start off in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory. Do you know why I begin with that prayer? It's because demons, witches, and warlocks cannot pray that prayer. They cannot call God their Father. But we are able to call him God our Father in the precious name of Jesus Christ, because he translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. He sealed us with the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He promised that one day he will return and gathers us up. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we that remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. Paul says it in a twinkling of an eye. This body must change. This mortal must put on immortality. This carnal must put on incarnality. And then we're going to meet the Lord in the air forever to be with him. Because Jesus said it in the Bible, sin and flesh cannot enter the kingdom of God. So there has to be a transformation, a change, brothers and sisters. You cannot go to heaven with this body and with the sins of the body. That's why if you happen to fall into sin, if you sin, the Bible tells us in 1 John 1:9, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to lead us from all unrighteousness. Glory be to the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he is the Messiah. He is the true Messiah. And he loves you. And he's reaching out to you today. It might be late in the afternoon, getting a little bit dark. People have gone to church. You got to church this morning. However, it wasn't seemed to be a relationship between you and God, between you and Jesus Christ. And don't forget, Jesus Christ is God. I say Jesus Christ, and say Jesus himself in these ways so we could get to know who he is. Glory be to the God. He's with us now in the form of the Holy Spirit. He dwells within us. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we need to live holy and righteous, because without such, no man shall see God. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So we need to make sure that we are counted worthy to escape the wrath to come, and that we are doing what God our Father wants us to do, his will. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So if you have trouble praying the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, remember those are our prayer. Jesus taught his disciples, and we learn the Our Father prayer. But if you want to hear, if you want to read more of the way Jesus prayed and spoke to his Father, read the Gospel of John chapter 17, and you'll come away understanding the difference between the way he taught us how to pray and how he prayed to the Father. He manifested himself unto us. He proclaimed the name of God unto us, I am, and he led us and guided us into all truth. Remember what Revelation says, that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. You cannot do one without the other. Paul said, I don't know nothing else but Jesus Christ and him crucified. He didn't boast about his prior knowledge of the law or his position in the Sanhedrin. But when he got converted, all he knew was about Jesus. And that's all we have to do, also know about Jesus, brothers and sisters, and not let the world, the flesh, or Satan have any sort of domination in your life. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. So we have a mystery today. And if you have the correct answer, or one of your relatives come up with the correct answer, you could call me at 516-418-5944. And the church will mail you out a free gift. It's a beautiful pamphlet of the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings of the tabernacle, the pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. Glory, glory. And it's a good pamphlet. I have one in my Bible, always in my Bible. So when I have time in the services or in between services, in between Bible study and the services, I take a glance at this and keep myself abreast of the tabernacle, because it represents Jesus Christ. It represents us. So you'll get a free pamphlet if you have the correct answer. So the question is, what is the difference in the grounds? What is the difference in the grounds? The parable of the sower. We're looking at it from Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30. And then verse 37 to 42, I have some answers for you that will help you out. And so we have several questions there in the mystery of the sower, parable of the sower. Who is the sower? Who are the reapers? What is the harvest? Glory be to the... And then we're going to talk about the four different type of grounds. And remember one thing. The grounds represent something. And that's what makes it different, the difference in the grounds. What does it represent? Glory be to God. So let us go on. Let us read Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 24 to 30. And let's read about the parable of the sower. This is the Way, the Truth, and Life Tabernacle, our Sunday service at 6 o'clock. Our mystery, Bible mystery, every Sunday at 6 o'clock with Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. Hallelujah. And you're just a phone call away. Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah. And here we go. We're going to read chapter 13, beginning of verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servants said unto him, would thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together unto the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Glory be. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. He gives us the descriptions of what's going on. The harvest, the reapers, the sower. Glory be, glory be, glory be. Let's take a glance in the reference. We'll go to Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 4 down to 15. It says, "And when much people were gathered together and will come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bear fruit a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, 'He that had ears to hear, let him hear.' And his disciples asked him, saying, 'What parable be?' And he said, 'Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And thus, and that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring unto no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which is an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he had lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel or put it under a bush bed, but sit it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore how you hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and so whoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he seeth to have." So we have four types of heart: the wayside, four types of grounds: the wayside ground, the stony places, the thorny places, and the good ground. We read from Luke that when the sower went sowing, some of the seed fell on the wayside, and the enemy came and stole it. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. In the stony places, they had no root. They sprung up, but they had no root, and that they wither away. The thorned grass came up with tares, and it choked the good seed, the wheat. You can't take the thorns out because it looks similar to the wheat. So you let them grow together, and at the end, you separate them. Then you have the good ground. Glory be. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us go on to Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 37. And he explains to us some of the questions that we have. He answered and said unto them, "He that soweth the good seed It's the Son of Man. So we understand the Son of Man being Jesus Christ. The good seed is what? Well, we read it. It's the Word of God. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. Well, the tares are the children of the wicked one. So there's a mixture there. You go to church and sometimes you can't tell the difference between a person who's an unbeliever. He might be a witch, a warlock, demon possessed, and a true believer. Those that love God with all the heart, soul, and strength. The few is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Who is the wicked one? The enemy of your soul, the devil, Satan. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So the harvest is the end of the world, or the end of the age. So don't get mixed up. Like sometimes we have words in the scriptures, Paul writes and he says something about maturity, something about perfection. Well, the word perfection, when you look it up in the Greek and you see the words that they use, it means maturity. It doesn't mean that you're perfect. None of us is perfect without the Lord Jesus Christ. We're perfect in him. Our perfection comes from Jesus Christ. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Glory be to the Lord. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Glory be. So the question is, my brothers and sisters, as you read this parable of the sower, we have four type of grounds: the wayside, the stony places, the thorny places, and the good ground. So the mystery for today is, what is the difference between these grounds, or what do they represent? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you have the sower. It's the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. The good seed is the Word of God. Glory be. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. The reapers are the angels. Harvest is the end of the age, or the end of the world. So you have the wayside, you have the stony places, you have the thorns, and you have the good ground. Four different type of people that come to church, and four different type of disposition that they have. The Word of God says that when the sower goes out to sow, fell by the wayside. Well, you know, the Holy Spirit uses a male or female to bring forth the Word. And the Word is being preached. But we're talking about brothers and sisters that have giving themselves over to the Holy Spirit, to God, 100%. We're not talking about a greasy grace preacher. We're not talking about a compromiser. We're not talking about a harlot. We're talking about an under shepherd, a good shepherd, one that cares for the sheep He's under Jesus Christ. He is our good shepherd. So as he's preaching or teaching, some of the word falls by the wayside. People might be distracted by the children or by someone else, or maybe they got distracted writing something down, and by the time they realize it, if you ask them, what did the preacher speak about? They don't know. They have forgotten. They heard, but they not perceive. Some people are like stony places. The preacher's preaching the word, teaching the word, and they receive the word with joy and gladness. But what happens is, like Peter, when he betrayed Jesus Christ, three times he says, I didn't know him. Three times, yet he ate with him, he spoke with him, he touched him. Jesus made a miracle of fishes by the Galilee. So Peter knew him with some people. They allow certain things to replace the word of God. They receive the word of God with joy and gladness, but once they leave the church, they begin living their second life. In church, they live in one way. They're presenting themselves one way. But when they leave the doors of the church, they become altogether a different person. The word that was provided to them, the word that was sown to them, wither away because they had to make a choice between the things of God or the things of the world. The third type of ground is the thorns, the thorny grounds. This is the type of ground, a person that received the word with joy and gladness. You know, he's got the Christianese talk, the Christianese dressing and attitude, but what happens is, when they leave the doors of the church, they remember the things of the world, and they give themselves over to the things of the world, the cares of this world. And the cares of this world is like the thorn that chokes the wheat. So the cares of the world chokes this person, and this person has all kinds of excuses why not to read his Bible, why not to pray, why not to attend Bible study, or midweek prayer service. They have all kinds of excuses. They only come to church on a Sunday. Sunday goers. Because they care more of the things that's happening in the world, you know, with them. If you ask them about the latest media frenzy, oh, they could spell it out for you. But if you ask them what chapter, what verse the preacher preached today on, what were they talking about? They would not be able to tell you. The good ground here is the type of ground that when you sow the seed, first of all, in Jeremiah, I believe it says, break up the foul ground in Isaiah. You break up the ground. A farmer breaks up that ground. He rakes it. Then he sows seed there, and he covers it, and he waters it, takes care of it, and it begins to grow, and it begins to give fruit. In the Gospel of John, when you read about the parable of the sower, the good ground is the person who read and understood what the scriptures were saying. The wayside is people did not understand. So we take an evaluation of ourselves. And we ask ourselves, we're looking in the mirror, and we say, what kind of a ground are we? What is it? Am I a wayside hearer? Do I get distracted right away? my stony place here. I received the word of God. I rejoice because of the word of God, but I can't remember it once I leave the church. Or are we a thorny type of person where everything is handy dandy in the church? You know, we're doing everything, we volunteer, whatever. Yet, when you have a decision to make, which includes the world or the church, most of the time, a thought hero would take and decide for the world. They would not decide for the church stuff, for Christ stuff, for God stuff, because the things of the world is choking them and not allowing them to grow. But you have a person who, he's in the services, he received the word, he's ready to receive the word, he hears it, he allows it inwardly, and like David said, let me hit your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. And that's the type of a hero that he understands and bring forth fruit. Pastor calls for people to come to do evangelist's work, they're there. When the pastor calls for people to come and help clean the church, the building, they're there. It's not about the work. We're not talking about the work, brother. The work that we do, like James says, after faith, show me your faith by your works. Glory be to the Lord. So we work because of faith, not for faith. How much longer could we sustain ourselves trying to be, to fulfill, to accomplish what God has given unto us? The problem is, my brothers and sisters, you're going to find yourself fighting your flesh, fighting the enemy. Because when you're ready to do something for the Lord, somehow the enemy comes in and takes the word away, and you end up not being able to fulfill your obligations because the enemy snuck in. So the question is, what is the difference in the grounds? What is the difference? What the grounds speak of? The answer is right there, but I'm not going to give you the answer because I want you to learn. I want you to grow spiritually. The parable of the sower. Who's the sower? The Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? Jesus Christ. He called himself the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Son of Man, because he's stating something that was written in Daniel and Ezekiel and the prophets. Glory be to them. What is the seed? The seed is the word of God. That's what's sown into our hearts. And we let it, it take root in our heart, and it brings forth fruit. Now we know that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is holiness and righteousness. Who are the reapers? The reapers are his angels. He's going to send them out to the four corners of the earth to get to deliver those that were elected by him, called by him. Now, this here, when he's talking about the reapers, he's talking about after the tribulation, not before, not at the rapture. At the rapture, he is himself coming for the church. But at the second coming, he's going to send his angels, the reapers. They're going to gather up the people, and they're going to bring them to Jesus. But in the rapture, we will be transformed, changed, and we're going to meet Christ in the clouds forever to be. He's going to come and take himself. The word of God tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13, he goes on to say that the Lord himself will descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. Why would they rise first? Well, the Bible says, if you read it a little bit sooner than that, it says God will bring with him the spirit, the souls of those that had died before or who has gone to sleep before. So they're going to rise first. They're going to have a glorified body. And as they are ascending, we be caught up. We're going to be ascending also. Harpazo. And we're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Our bodies will be transformed into a glorious body like his. Because Christ himself is coming for the church, for his bride. But in the second coming, the reapers are going to gather up the people. So people that don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, I would say to you, my brother and sister, reread the pages of the rapture, reread the pages of the second coming. In the rapture, Jesus comes for his church. In the second coming, the angels come for the elect. Hallelujah. What is the harvest? The harvest is the end of the world or the end of the age. The word of God tells us that we are to pray and make sure that we are found worthy to escape the wrath to come. Because God himself would judge this world in righteousness by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will bring the righteousness of God, and he will bring the wrath of God. The grapes of the wrath of God will come. Jesus Christ himself will deliver that. So in the parable of the sower, my brothers and sisters, you get deeper and into it, you're going to see the pre-tribulation rapture, and you're going to see the gathering of his second coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for my brothers and sisters who don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. Some believe in the mid-trib. Some believe in the post-trib. Whether you believe the mid-trib or the post-trib, you're going to have to deal with the system, the government of the Antichrist. And let me tell you, it takes a lot of prayer, because the Bible says he will force everyone to take the mark in his right hand or his forehead. So you have to do a lot of hiding in order to make it through the tribulation. So you can make it after time, the 7-year period. Then Jesus comes to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. Glory be to the Lord. And if you read your Bible carefully, talking to the second coming, talking to the Jewish people in Jerusalem, in Judea, to go into the mountains. The mountains are, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're going to go into the mountains. The mountains are going to protect them. And Jesus Christ will bring them forth so they could be safe. So in the mystery of the parable of the sower, mystery of the sower, hallelujah, what is the difference of the four grounds? What is it? What is it? What is it that he's speaking about, my brothers and sisters? Word of God speaking about, when it talks about the wayside, when it's talking about the stony places, when it's talking about the thorny places, when it's talking about the good ground, what's the difference? What is God talking about there? My brothers and sisters, if you would understand what the word of God is speaking of, you will grow in the knowledge of wisdom and understanding of God by the four four type of grounds. You got four type of grounds: the wayside, the stony place, the thorns, and the good ground. Four type of grounds. They represent something. Again, if you call, if you have the answer, you can call 516-418-5944 here on Blog Talk Radio. The Way, the Truth, and Life Tabernacle is your host, and we will mail you out a beautiful pamphlet if you have the correct answer of the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Brothers and sisters, I want you to study yourself, approve unto God, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I want you to grow spiritually. I want you to grow naturally. I want you to grow in the knowledge of the word of God. I want you to apply the word of God into your heart so you don't sin against God, because the time is drawing very near. We see how things are accumulating and how things are happening one after another. We have an imminent expectation of the return of Jesus Christ at any time. He could come at before the end of this program. He could come before the end of the day. He could come at nighttime, in the daytime, wherever. God knows. But the reason, one of the reasons why he's delayed his coming, the word of God says that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to the knowledge of the truth. In the God commands everyone to repent, because when it comes to the great white throne judgment, you have to give an account for every word that you have done. There's no second chance, my brothers and sisters, when you go to the great white throne judgment. Second chance is right now. Second chances are right now. Don't let it be said that you heard the gospel and that you refused to obey. Don't let it be said that you participated in the church, whether you was a deacon, an evangelist, a pastor, a prophet, an apostle, or a regular churchgoer. It doesn't matter. You want to make sure that you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we go home to heaven and we're going to see Jesus Christ, he's not going to call us by the title. In the gospel, it says Jesus is going to say, "Welcome in that good and faithful servant." That's the greatest title that we could obtain, faithful servant. We want to be faithful. We want to be obedient. We want to have faith and believe that the things that Christ has promised and said are going to come out to be true. There are about 42 different religions out there in the world, but there is only one empty tomb. And that is the tomb where they had placed Jesus' body there, but he resurrected on the third day according to the scriptures. He died and was buried according to the scriptures. On the third day, he rose again. And please don't get confused. Don't let nobody deceive you. I understand that in some Jewish perspective, they say any part of the day is considered a whole day. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, just like Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the beast, he will be in the belly of the earth, and he will rise on the third day. If you read that in Amos, you read that in the other prophets, glory be to the Lord. You read that in the book of Psalms, David wrote about that his body will not see corruption. In the Jewish perspective, they believe that body begins to decay after the third day. when they came to Jesus, when the ladies came to Jesus, when Mary and Joanne and the other Mary came, and Mary his mother came, they found the stone rolled away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They came to make the body ready for his death, his burial. But when Mary came to Jesus during the time when they were having a feast, she broke open a box of alabaster box full of perfume, very expensive. And she poured over Jesus and wiped feet with her tears and dried his feet with her hair. And Jesus said, leave her alone, for she's preparing my body for my burial. So Jesus was already prepared. His body was already prepared. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host if you have the answer to the question. What the difference in the 4 different type of grounds? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. The mystery, the parable of the sower. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who is the sower? Son of man, Jesus Christ. Who are the reapers? His angels. What is the harvest? The end of the world or the end of the age? Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So what is the difference in the grounds? What is the difference in the ground, my brothers and sisters? What are they talking about when they're talking about the grounds? It's something that you need to understand. You need to know what they're talking about so you can fully understand what the scripture says. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got about 6 minutes to go. You can call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God, for all that you have done. We praise you for everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. God is so good. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That offer still stands, my brothers and sisters. God has not taken the offer away. You have the opportunity today to receive a guarantee that if you were to leave your body tonight, that you will be in heaven with the Lord. You might say, well, I'll do it in my last breath. You might not have a last breath. You might not have the opportunity to take a last breath. Say, I'll do it before I go to sleep tonight. You might not make it. Your number might be up before then. God is good. Hallelujah. Let me just share with you something before we go on. And that is that every Sunday at 6 p.m., we have our Bible mystery. Glory be to the Lord. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., we have prayer. And every Thursday at 6 p.m., we have Bible study. We are studying, Is Christianity Real? That's the subject of our Bible study on Thursdays. So invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. Life, the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle is your host, Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're here Sunday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night at 6 p.m. You call us at 516-418-5944. If you have any questions or any testimony that you would like to address, you could call that number. Press number one to speak with the host. If you want to speak to the pastor in a private time regarding a private issue, you could call 772-626-3178. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. You have about 2 minutes to go before the program is done away with and it's over. And so you got 2 minutes. What's the difference of the four type of grounds? What's the difference? What are they talking about? What is the writer talking about when he talks about the ground here? When he's talking about the wayside, the stony places, the thorny place, the good ground, talking about. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor due unto your name. Brothers and sisters, we've got about 1 minute to go. And I want to say unto you, may God bless you. May God keep you. May God lift up his face and be gracious unto you. May God lift up his countenance unto you and give you peace. And until we meet again on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. And until then, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.